Yeah, it's Nick, Jess and Ducko, and welcome to the podcast.
All week we've been having a lot of fun with Big W. They very kindly are letting us send an elf into their store to do a trolley dash and basically clean the shelves for a member of the Hit family, which has been very, very fun. But Big W is in the news, not because of our elf this time, boys, but because of, I feel like this happens too often for it to be a mistake anymore.
Yeah.
We see one of these stories, I would say once a fortnight. They've had to pull a bath bomb off their shelves, and not the elf. Like, they've literally had to recall a bath bomb, clear it off the shelves.
Yeah.
Because it's a candy cane. It's meant to be in the shape of a candy cane.
Right. That's nice. It's Christmassy. Candy.
It's very Christmassy. Might be a good stocking filler.
Yes.
You know, for maybe a work Kris Kringle, that sort of thing. But the candy cane, often they are red and white striped when you buy them from lolly shops. This one, unfortunately, is only
like
a pale red. It's basically...
It's got a
pink.
Knob.
They don't. It doesn't have any white or stripe. And if you picture quite a thick, bulbous candy cane, what does the end start looking like?
It looks exactly like a penis.
It does.
It really
strong bend.
A strong bend. But you know, a down guy can bend plenty.
Really?
Absolutely. You can fold it in a circle.
Oh, you could fold him into your jocks. And I guess it's in that shape.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's going to be really not excited. And then, you know, you can do anything.
Very malleable.
Yeah. Super flexible. You know what I mean?
Do you know what amazes me about all these stories? Because you get one of these once a month.
But it doesn't feel like it's so often.
Yeah. Is that every time you hear the story, you're just like, candy cane. It can't look like that.
No.
It can't look like that, whatever it is. And then every time you see the picture, and it's just like, how did no one see that was a...
Who was in the meeting?
Yeah.
I get it. When it's a cucumber or something from nature, it's like, you know, that's Mother Nature just having a laugh. A person made this. A person had to handcraft this or at least put the dimensions into some sort of machine.
And it's flesh coloured.
In my Facebook group that I'm admin of, Mums Who Cooks and Clean.
Of course.
They are actually going nuts for it because they think it was designed to be a bit naughty.
Oh, is it an X-ray?
Yeah. So they're like, oh, it's meant to be a candy cane, but it's like my husband's candy cane. You know what I mean? and they're all buying it.
I love it. And for the price, for Christmas is you right now.
Yeah.
For the price tag of $2, I mean, pick up a couple while you're here.
The only complaint we have is from Shelley, one of the girls who loves commenting, and Shelley said it could have been bigger. All right, Shelley.
Shelley, whoa.
But I mean, it's a bath fizzer shell. I guess what Shelley's saying is when you pop him in the bath, it shrinks.
Yeah.
Like real life.
See?
The water gets a little chilly, and I mean...
Yeah, doing a clean out of the house. Found a diary that I wrote when I was 17 in the year 2000, guys. And to pick it up from last week, where it was a couple of weeks after I had been broken up with by my girlfriend Lucy at the time.
Mate, you were savagely dumped.
Yeah.
Savagely dumped.
You're still not over it, I don't think.
Absolutely not.
No, that was the first time I've ever seen Gilly... write expletives without censoring himself in the written format.
But you'll remember it was pretty heavy last entry. It was me reflecting on, you know, I was sad that Lucy dumped me, but I need to find somebody who's going to give me the love that I deserve.
Yeah.
To set the scene, it's about a week after the 2000 Olympics have finished now, I think.
Oh, okay. Wow. You're crushing on... What's her face?
Nikki Webster.
Nikki.
She would have been a lot younger than you, mate.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Sorry. Yeah.
Right. She was about 12.
Sorry.
Here we go.
That question still stands. No, I'm joking.
Dear doctor, well. It seems as though the tides have turned. I spoke to Lucy finally at Hugo's 18th tonight, and I told her what I thought about not giving me the time of day during our relationship.
Whoa. Closure.
Yeah, well done. That word's coming up. It turned out pretty well, though I feel a little melancholy after the chat.
Who uses the word melancholy?
Yeah. As an 18-year-old. Like, I just, my goodness.
I suppose it has given me full closure now, though.
Very good.
So good.
I just hope after all of this, she's learnt something about relationships. I doubt it, though. I guess no one can change a person except themselves.
Yeah.
Mate. Wiser words have never been spoken.
So true.
Anyway, whatever, here's a poem.
Another poem?
Did you write, anyway, whatever, here's a poem?
Yeah.
Is this a sad poem?
No. Ooh. But play some sad music, see if it fits this. Oodles and oodles and oodles of noodles. Where are the noodles if there's so many oodles? Harry Houdini put on a beanie. It was made of wool. The beanie was full of his head. Steve Waugh has nice paws. This is Steve Waugh the dog, not the cricketer.
What is going on in your brain?
What happened?
What just...
Did you, like,
Did you have
drop
a bleed?
LSD in between that entry?
I don't know. I feel as though I was trying to break up the tone because there was a lot of sad entries back to back there with the Lucy breakup.
Certainly. Yes, maybe you've used the word melancholy. I mean, you had to drag yourself out of this pool of sadness.
And then you're talking about oodles of noodles.
Yeah.
Was that an ad? What was that?
I don't know. Harry Houdini put on a beanie. It was made of wool and the beanie was full of his head.
What is going on in your brain?
What is going on? Something snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got his closure and then snapped.
Yeah. So, see, I hope that in future entries we can move on from Lucy. I feel as though that chapter is...
I feel like this whole diary, for how long are we doing it now? Like 3 months? Has been about Lucy.
100%. 100%. So, was that like your first significant breakup? First significant relationship and breakup?
No, I had a couple before then.
Why has Lucy messed him up so
Why
bad?
Why is Lucy still hurting him?
She's the only person who's ever dumped me.
I think everyone you're so previously.
He's so competitive. Yeah. He's like, no, you can't break out with me. Yes. The Gill Man dumps you.
Yeah, Georgia, yeah. Don't get any ideas.
We're going to get a little spooky. But have you received a sign from the other side?
I see dead people.
Someone maybe close to you has passed away, but you've received a sign from them, maybe telling you they're watching over you, giving you a message of sorts. Because yesterday, this topic inadvertently came up when, Ducko, you were talking about your partner Morgan, who's a theatre nurse, and you revealed a little tidbit that some of the surgeons like to put playlists on.
Yeah, when whilst they're doing they're a operating. 6-hour heart surgery.
Yeah, and we received, off the back of that, an amazing text message, because I think I said something like, oh, you'd hope it was a good song, particularly in labor as your baby's being pushed out. If it was a, you know, a crappy song on that came across, you'd always have a bad connection with the song or the kid, or it would affect the moment.
Totally.
And Stacey in Raymond Terrace hit us up on the text line 0488881069. And Stacey actually joins us this morning because we thought this is too good to leave sitting in the text line. Good morning, Stace.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Can you tell us the sign you received from the other side?
Well, 10 years ago, about 3.5 weeks before I gave birth, my nan passed away. And when she passed away, I always said to my family, Katy Perry, fireworks. So that song reminds me of Nan, like, you know, up in the sky, fireworks. And I went into labour and the hospital let me have the radio on. So we obviously had the baby. And as soon as I held him, they were talking away and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and Katy Perry fireworks came on. The first song that played.
Right.
Mate.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I turned to my mum because she was with me when we were at the hospital, and I'm like, oh my God, Nan's here. Like, that's Nan's song. And it was the first one that played.
I mean, that's a sign. She's watching over you.
I know.
So did you name your firstborn after your grandma?
Unfortunately, it was a boy, so we had to name him Riley.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nan might have been happy with a boy named Beryl, but I'm not sure.
I actually had a similar scenario with my family. My cousin, she had a daughter, and unfortunately my uncle, her father, had passed away before Harper was born. But I remember Janine, my cousin, telling me this story that Harper started going through that phase of imaginary friends, and she had an imaginary friend named Freddie, which was, you know, her dad's name, you know, my uncle's name. And Janine was like, oh, I'm so sure I've mentioned, you know, it'd have been like, you know, Grandpa Freddie, that sort of thing. But she was like, this is my imaginary friend, Freddie. He loves pork chops. His favourite food is pork chops. And that was my uncle's favourite food. And my cousin swears, like, that wouldn't come up in conversation with your 5-year-old daughter about what happened to be her grandpa's favourite food.
Oh, okay, all right.
So we all thought, oh, Freddie's watching over Harper. Tell her about how good pork chops are.
Classic Freddie.
Classic Freddie.
Or is it all Bernie in Anna Bay on 13106? Is that the name, sorry?
Yeah, it's Albany.
Albany, good morning. Have you received a sign from the other side?
So when I was 18, my mum passed away and I was working in a restaurant at the time. And when I went back to work, like a couple months, like after everything happened, she, like before she passed, she told me that she'd send me like butterflies and rainbows as a sign. And, so when I went back to work, it was 9 o'clock at night and it was crazy busy. And then all of a sudden, a butterfly flew into the restaurant and landed on my ponytail. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, couldn't believe it. It was like one of the first nights I went back to work.
Wow.
I know. And like 9 o'clock at night, like there's never any butterflies around that time.
Yeah, and I've heard of like birds or little sparrows, whatever, flying into cafes or restaurants, but you don't often see a butterfly do that.
No.
I love it.
All right.
Thank you, Albany.
Let's go to Wollombi. Lynn, has somebody passed away and sent you a sign?
Yes, my partner passed away, and in the week after he died, we had this old combi car, and the inner handle kept falling off, and I was going into Aldi, and it fell off, and I thought, I'll have to get in through the passenger's door, and I forgot while I was shopping, and then when I came back, I opened the door with the key, and the handle was back on. He was always putting it on in the last couple of months of his life.
What?
But it magically got back on while I was in Aldi.
Oh.
Shut up. So you leave the car, it's off, come back, it's on.
Exactly.
Ooh. Oh, that's creepy.
It's creepy, but also beautiful. Did
no,
you just
it's
feel
cool.
like.
I mean, that's cool.
Did
practical.
You just feel like. And practical and handy. Did you just feel like his presence watching over you?
Totally. I just felt like he was saying, I'm so sorry I didn't fix that for you before I died.
Before I left.
That's what I felt.
Wow. Unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
Yeah, see, if I died and the handle had fallen off,
yeah,
the ghost of me would be hanging around the car calling a friend to try and come and help me fix it. Yeah. Can I borrow your tools? I don't know how to do this. Do you know any mechanics?
No, that's how you find out your wife was having an affair the whole time. Because it's like, oh, I didn't fix that. Well, which ghost fixed that? You know what I mean? Yes. Wow.
Jesse in Cessnock.
Yes.
Good morning. Have you had a sign from the other side?
I sure have. So it was a nana.
So many nanas in the sign.
Coming back at moths and butterflies.
Yeah. Jesse, keep going.
So I helped care for her before she went into a nursing home. And because she got so bad, she couldn't get into a car. And she always wanted to go out to bingo and stuff and help me shopping and stuff. And she used to say she's going to hide in my boot so she could come with me.
Yeah.
And from the day that she passed away in June this year, when I'm feeling low or I'm having a really bad day mentally or just really missing her because she was like my rock, my boot light comes on even if I haven't been in the boot.
Oh. As in, like, it's open sort of thing. Why does the boot light usually come on?
Yeah, I don't know. I even check my boot and my boot's shut, so my light's on.
The light just comes on.
Creepy.
Jesse. And does that, it would make you feel like she's there.
Yeah, it would.
Lift your mood.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Well, thank you, everyone, for sharing.
Yes.
That's really personal, but they're really beautiful. It makes you just feel like you're not alone and they haven't left you.
I know.
This is where we share something we are saying, doing, or thinking with the team and finding out after a 3-2-1 countdown whether we are weird. Normally, Nick, Jess, or Ducko do it, but today, our favourite one to do it, producer Sophie, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for that.
Who keeps pressing that?
Mate, that guy, get that guy out. I thought we weren't allowed to have people
lives
in the security.
He lives
under my feet. Hides behind a chair.
Just has a megaphone for those opportune moments.
Yeah, yeah.
Sophie.
Talk to us.
What's going on, babe?
Okay, so I don't only live about 4 minutes from work, but when I drive home and I pull into my car park, which I live in a apartment complex, so there's
don't give your address out.
400 other people in the car park, so lots of cars. I'll sit in the car for 20 minutes when I get home, and there's not even good reception. I'll just like chill, think, maybe play on my phone.
You sit in the car in the car park though, underground.
Car park, underground. Don't even have like the radio on, and then I'll only get out if I have to. If someone else comes in the car park, because I feel like they're like, "What's she doing in the car?"
Is 20 minutes just like your average, or what's like
probably.
The longest you've ever stayed in the car?
For like half an hour.
Half an hour.
And like most times, I get home, this happens, and I'll be so hungry and so tired and just want to go upstairs, but I can't.
Do you feel like it's a good place that you think or something?
But not like deep thoughts.
No.
I mean, and she doesn't have good reception down there, so what are you even doing on your phone?
Just sitting.
Cataloging photos.
If your Instagram doesn't load, we're just staring out the windshield.
Yes. My car's gross and smells.
Yeah,
like,
it is gross.
And underground car parks are always a bit like petrol-y.
Hot.
And
they're very hot.
Yeah.
I do want to know the side note. I want to know Sophie's deepest thoughts.
Yeah, these aren't deep thoughts, but
they're surface what level.
What are your deep thoughts?
Yeah, what are your deepest, darkest thoughts?
Yeah,
what's my purpose in life? Will I make my parents proud? Just to name a few.
Okay, I'm going to do the timer. Let's just see if this is weird or not.
3, 2, 1.
Not weird.
It's not weird. The way you've said it is so creepy. Yeah. The staring out the windshield bit, like not having reception, I think is a bit weird.
No, I like that.
What do you mean?
I like that. You just kind of gather your thoughts.
But I feel like
sometimes
you've got two kids inside. You're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, you're hiding. You're escaping your world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I love just having a sit in the car.
No,
yeah?
I like reception. I like doing that. You sit in your car. Sometimes I'm busting to go to the toilet or I want to get home. And I get home and I just sit in the car. I'm like, oh, for some reason, I think the best in the car, just chilling there.
What sort of miraculous thoughts have you had while just sitting in your front seat?
Well, will my parents be proud of me?
Do you ponder that as well?
Oh, all the time. I text Sophie and say, oh, do you reckon our parents are proud?
Oh, you're both just in your cars.
Yeah.
But no, I do sit in the car sometimes and you do a little checklist of what you've got to do or something
I don't know. Maybe I need to change my response. Not just sit there staring out the window.
I love that.
That's so creepy.
Melancholy.
As soon as you see somebody else and Sophie's the same, you just got to, oh, I'm out of here.
Your wife peeps through the blinds. I swear to God, I heard Nick pull in 20 minutes ago and you're just sitting there staring out the windshield. I'll give you the hot tip. That's some counselling you're going to, brother. Like, that's
Papa? Papa's Papa?
Why is Daddy? Papa avoiding us?
Mommy, why is Papa in the car again?
Leave him be. This is where he does his deep thinking. Okay.
Okay. Not
and
weird.
I don't like the underground bit.
Yeah, that is a bit weird. It's an underground car park. They're
like warm. You're detached from, you know, the external forces of the world.
Okay.
So you can sit quietly in your apartment and stare out a window in there.
Yeah, but you've got the TV there. You've got your computer. You've got your phone.
How does it make you feel so when Nick is completely on your side?
Makes me feel nice. Someone's proud of me.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
There's some deep issues. Well, one of the best soccer players of all time has passed away overnight. Diego Maradona.
I love Maradona.
Yeah.
I know nothing about nothing when it comes to soccer in particular, but I know Maradona and I know the hand of God.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that is one of the best human aspects of sport in our history.
Yeah.
Just the fact he tried to get away with it, got away with it, and has gone down in history. It's incredible.
Went on to win the 86 World Cup as a result of that goal.
Yeah, that was in the quarterfinals. So a bit of backstory. So for those who don't know, he's a soccer player, football player, however you want to word it, from Argentina. He's their icon. Like, one of the greatest players of all time, but their absolute icon. They won the 1986 World Cup. And in the quarterfinal against England, they won 2-1 because he did a header into the goal, but he basically used his hand.
Yeah.
Like, he put his hand on top of his head because he was so small.
Tapped it over.
And he tapped it over.
And this was before there were 17,000 cameras.
Yeah.
And the refs could pause a game for 15 minutes while they inspected every inch of footage.
Slow-mo.
So they just made the call. It's fine.
Yep. And he got, and England players, they're like, are you joking? He really didn't.
The guy who was right there being like, what?
Yeah.
I'd love to talk to that guy, the English guy who was standing right next to him, if he's still around, if he's still alive.
Yes.
Just.
Because I swear there would have been 2 seconds where it'll be fine. They'll see that.
Yeah.
That's so obvious.
So obvious.
What?
Huh? Again? One more time? And the quote after the game, he literally, Maradona says, I hit it a little with my hand, but a little with the hand of God.
Yeah.
That's how it became,
that's how it became
the hand of God.
Fantastic.
So he was 60 years old. He did die of a heart attack. But this is the hand of God commentary. I've got the audio from that 1986 World Cup. Listen to the Argentinian commentary versus the English commentary, okay? So this is the Argentinian, like... just going nuts. I mean, I don't speak their language, but I'm imagining they've never said that it wasn't a goal.
Mate, Europeans commentating football is the best thing in the world. You
passion.
Don't hear passion like that anywhere else, I reckon.
And you can kind of tell by the tone that they're not going, oh, there's some contention!
Yeah.
Some contention!
Yeah. No. But listen to the British commentary, okay?
The England players protesting to the referee, was it a use of the hand that England are complaining about?
Straight into the contention! Yeah.
But I love it because obviously he's passed away, so the Argentinian government has declared it 3 days of mourning in the country.
Wow, like 3 days public holiday?
Yeah, 3 days of just everyone tools down, mourning for one of the greats who gave us all so much happiness. He said, you took us to the highest point in the world, making us immensely happy.
So, wow, everyone's wearing black for 3 days.
Because
yeah.
Today's Thursday. Is that Thursday, Friday, and then you get Monday as well?
Sure.
Or are they like, come on, you can't do this on Saturday.
Mate, the Argentinians, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pause the morning for Saturday,
and
Sunday.
Actually, I mean, I'm not sure if South America do the same as sort of Spain and Italy and those European countries where they have like, you know, siesta in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, technically, is it actually 6 days? Because it's only half a day. So you've got to do the whole day.
Yeah.
So that's another 2 days.
A couple of weeks. It's about a month. We're getting off. Like, if it happened here in Australia, who's an iconic Aussie sportsman that we'd have 3 days of mourning over.
Oh, wow.
Like if Warnie passed.
Oh, I mean, is three days enough?
I don't know.
If it was
He's
Warnie.
Similarly colourful, like Maradona.
He is.
Has given us so much entertainment.
So
over
much
the
entertainment.
Years.
So much sexting.
Maybe it'd be like send a naughty text for Warnie for a day.
Oh, yeah.
For 3 days.
We're asking, is it better to dump someone before or after Christmas?
I mean, we're talking about the festive season, i.e. fun.
Absolutely. according to a relationship expert, Simone Molasses, she says that December is dump month,
yep,
and December 11 is the most common day to be dumped. And we're like, December 11? If you know you're going to dump, should you wait till after the festive season? Like, or should you do it beforehand?
Save yourself some coin on presents.
Yeah, and you don't want to go through the New Year's kiss going, going to dump you tomorrow.
Maybe you develop feelings if you wait and then you don't do it after. So it's better to do it before. Otherwise, you're going to get tricked. You're going to trick yourself again.
Oh, and ultimately, the feeling is raw.
I've always said
this,
but the heart wants what the heart wants.
You've always said that.
Just leave that
really
with
have.
You.
That's what your back tattoo
I mean. Write affirmations.
You do. Jason is in Rayworth. Good morning, Jace.
Okay, how you going, guys?
Good, thanks. Do you have an opinion on this? Is it better to dump someone before or after Chrissy?
I've actually been in this situation and I highly recommend beforehand.
Were you the dumper?
Yes, I dumped my partner, and there was more reasons, obviously, more than Christmas. But I felt that though the festive season, I was going to be a bit too loose. This was during my younger years when I was 17, 18, and 19.
Yeah, baby.
But then again, if you dump them after, I think you give them a lot more false sense of security. Like, you've been hanging out with their family, you've bought them gifts, you know what
exactly.
I mean? You've got a lot more questions to ask, whereas if you've done it beforehand, and we're still mates because of it. And she thanked me that I did it beforehand, not afterwards.
Oh, she thanked you. I mean, that's a good indictment for the before camp.
And did you have a
dumpee, thanks.
Thank you.
Please, thank you so much. And did you have a good festive
thank
season?
You for dumping me.
Jason, was it worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it, actually, in the end. She ended up moving on, I ended up moving on. And, yeah, we're still mates till this day. We've got 10, 15 years later.
Yeah, and Jace had a loose-ass festive season.
Got best of both worlds.
Claire in Raymond Terrace, do you dump people before or after the festive season, you reckon?
Hey, guys, yeah, definitely before.
Oh, why?
Well, it's not happened to me, but I just think it'd be disrespectful if you're planning on breaking up with them anyway to wait till after Christmas. You then spend the Christmas with their family and potentially your family. And, I just think it's better to do it before.
Mm. Just get it out of the way. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah. How long before do you think, Claire?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think if you're planning on doing it anyway, you do it when the feeling's gone. So there's not really a good date or a bad date. It's do it when the feelings are gone.
No, it's December 11th.
December 11th.
You're
going to
do it? You wait now?
That's when we're doing it.
December 11th. You back up Molasses's research.
She's got a book.
Got a book.
Sharia Madawi, finish us off, 13, 10, 6. I mean, straight up, it's everyone's saying before, but is it better to dump someone before or after Christmas?
I was thinking after, but my father, when my mum and dad were dating, my father used to dump my mum just before Christmas and just after his birthday. So he'd get his birthday and Christmas present around the 15th of December and then dump her.
So
and
he'd
that
get
happened
the...
for about 10 years.
What do you mean she kept taking him back?
She kept taking him back. This is when they were dating.
Yeah.
And then, they ended up getting married. But, it happened for about 10 years.
Why'd she keep taking him back?
Thanks for the PS5 on, somewhere in the middle of December. Bye. And then I don't have to buy you a gift. And then January 1, hey, baby.
New Year's is over.
I'm back.
Pretty much.
I'm sick of the new Call of Duty.
Yeah. For 10 years, Cherie, this happened.
About 10 years, apparently, when they were courting. Yep.
Does your mum say why? Like, why she kept going back to him?
He just must have been good. I don't know.
Oh, he's good.
They were happily married for 40-odd years, so yeah.
He'd be great in bed, your dad. He knows what's up.
Oh, I don't want to know that, thank you.
I mean, Cherie, we're just doing some extra research for Molasses' next book.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason.
He is killing it.
This is amazing.
That's why. And what's your dad's name?
I'm not going to say that.
Guys, thank you so much for the support. There's been some exciting times in my life over the last 24 hours. I'm sorry I've been banging on about it, but the Quokkas is a kids band that I've started up, and we're trying to celebrate inclusivity and diversity. People from different cultures, people with different abilities, all that kind of jazz through kids' music to try and raise a generation that is more inclusive. Yesterday we finally launched. We brought out our first 6 songs on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, blah, blah, blah. We had our first gig, the World Tour of Newcastle.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We got to see you perform live. a daycare centre in New Lambton.
Yep, and big treehouse.
Yes, and then another daycare centre.
Yeah.
Maybe some sore heads waking up today.
Yeah, and then another daycare centre. Another daycare centre. And then the Cambo.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was fantastic, Gilly. I mean, honestly, as standing at the back of the kids there, so obviously, you know, didn't want to block their view.
I loved it because I was the tallest person in the crowd.
I can imagine. I did get a couple of responses to my Instagram story, Ducko. People going, I thought Ducko was one of the kids for a second.
Good gear, guys.
Great gear.
In fact, there was actually these little kids' tables at your kids' daycare, Nick. Mm. And I was like sitting down, like eating, you know, drinking a coffee on it. And I was like, this is the perfect table.
I tried to sit down. My knees were around my ears. But I was like, how does Ducko look so comfortable?
I was sprawled out. I was sitting down talking to the kids about politics and all sorts of things.
Just catching up with the girls. But no, it was incredible to see that the joy you were bringing to these kids' lives.
Yeah.
But then those moments of having that quick little messaging about, hey guys, isn't it important to make sure that everyone feels welcome when we go to the park and when we go to the shops and when we invite our friends round, that we don't judge people for the colour of their skin? Mm-hmm. Things like that. And honestly, it was so joyful.
Yeah, it was great.
You check out Elder Vision on Nick Just Ducko on Instagram, hit Newcastle. Congratulations. I think it was a very successful world tour.
Well, it's funny you mention everybody's welcome because picture this. So we go to the Cambo. It's our last gig, right? And our gig is just before a band called Hands Like Houses is about to do their sound check. Now, to give you an idea, this is Hands Like Houses.
Similar vibe. That's not a fish.
Anyway, so they're there, like drummer's holding his kick drum, a couple of guys are holding a couple of poles, one guy's holding a guitar just at the back, and we're up on stage doing these ones. Everybody's welcome.
I woke up with that in my head this morning.
Did you?
I mean, earworms, my friend.
Well, I appreciate all the support locally. Newcastle Live put up an article calling this song the feel-good hit of the summer for 2020. So thank you so much, guys.
Move over, Nolsey. I mean, I know we released Wonderful last week, but back into the corner, bro.
Yeah. And then tried to have a chat with Husey and Ed last night about 6:30, went on their show about it. Great support from them, but boy... It was a loose chat, trying to get a message of like inclusivity and diversity with Husey and Ed. And I appreciate the support, but this is pretty much how it went.
Now, my son, 3 years old, he'd be all over that. There's nothing he loves more than trucks. Sometimes he says to me, I just love trucks, Daddy. Yeah, I just love trucks.
Exactly. And look, as you've picked up, like a lot of these songs are very observational, you know?
And trucks do go Hong Kong.
I've just done some study.
They go Hong Kong.
And, you know, I just thought, who's articulated that? I don't know if anyone's
What are you going to do about geese? Because they also go Hong Kong. What are you going to do for geese?
Well, that's down the track. Difficult second album.
But you know what you can do is you can lump them all in a future song, like the honking song.
What else goes Hong Kong, Dad?
That's fun. Boats go honk.
Yeah, a lot of things go honk.
Clown noses.
Yes, honk. Clown nose. Squeeze it.
All right, so clown noses, trucks.
I love it.
Boats.
No,
geese.
Boats don't. Stop saying boats. No boats go honk honk.
They can.
What boat?
A boat could go honk.
No,
what boat? Do boats go then? You come up with what boats do.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you actually say the quokkas at any point in the show?
I did.
No, get that in.
That was very good. I kind of just spliced it in a couple of times. And asked me an unrelated question and I gave the MO of the band as well.
Brilliant. Great support from those guys. Yeah. But yeah, it's so nice to see Newcastle and the Hunter already getting around you guys. So make sure you get across them on all the socials, on Spotify. Let's send a newly grown band to number one.
Exactly.
I mean, we just had the Arias last night. Arias 2021.
Oh, best kids
children's
band.
Album. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
And auditions for the actual quokka mascot still yet to come.
Well, you mentioned that yesterday in passing. We've genuinely got 5 or 6 messages from people being like, I want to be the quokka one of the auditions.
What about me? Have I just been chopped liver?
You can audition like everybody else.
The casting call. Sure, man.
Name.
Fill out this form.
Name, age.
Here you go.
Height. Nah, sorry, mate. You're too small. the Quokkas, check them out. You can get them on Spotify and everywhere you get your music.